From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming via voanews.id.
Hello listener, how are you today? It is nice to meet you again with me Putri to accompany you in 60 minutes ahead. In today's edition, we would like to present some information, started from news, news from across the country, and so forth. Also, there are Indonesian pop songs. Well listener, I will begin with news. Stay with us, Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id.
Here is the news, first the headlines. Jokowi performs Idul Adha prayers at Bogor Presidential Palace Complex. Indonesia has built 7 irrigation networks to spur economic recovery. Now the news in details. President Joko Widodo and his family performed the Idul Adha 1441 Hijriah prayer in the front yard of Wisma Bayurini at the Bogor Presidential Palace Complex in Bogor, West Java on Friday. As stated by Antara News Agency, the Idul Adha prayer and the following sermon was led by Muhammadun, head of the Baitul Salam Mosque Management of the Bogor Presidential Palace. During his sermon, Muhammadun, concurrently part of an internal security team of the palace, delivered the message of sacrificing Prophet Ibrahim's life as a form of the children's devotions to their parents and a way to maintain silaturahim, the strengthening of relation with friends, relatives, and humanity. The Public Works and Public Housing Ministry has developed 7 irrigation system as part of the National Strategic Projects or PSN to support economic recovery amid the COVID-19 pandemic. The Public Works and Public Housing PUPR Minister Basuki Hadimulyono in a statement received by Antara News Agency on Friday stated that the ministry had developed several dams in some regions throughout Indonesia and additionally built irrigation system to drive productivities in agricultural center. Hadimulyono further explained, the construction of dams has been followed by the development of irrigation system. Hence, the dams built at the high cost could be beneficial by supplying waters to the farmers' paddy fields. The ministry has set a target to build 500,000 hectares of irrigation network and conduct rehabilitation of 2.5 million hectares of irrigation network during the period from 2020 to 2024 to boost the country's food and water resilience. This news comes to you from Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Let's move on to the international news. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson put some of the country's next steps out of lockdown on hold Friday with just a few hours' notice, saying the number of the new coronavirus cases was on the rise for the first time since May. As quoted by APnews.com, the government's top medical advisor warned that it was impossible to fully reopen society without the virus running out of control. Johnson said, statistics show that the prevalence of COVID-19 in the community is likely increasing, with an estimated 4,900 in a new infection every day, up from 2,000 a day at the end of June. Britain has Europe's highest confirmed death toll in the pandemic, more than 46,000 behind only the United States and Brazil. Small groups of pilgrims performed one of the final rites of the Islamic Hajj on Friday, as Muslims worldwide mark the start of the Idul Adha holiday amid a global pandemic that has impacted nearly every aspect of this year's pilgrimage and celebrations. As quoted by APnews.com, the last days of the annual pilgrimage to Mecca in Saudi Arabia coincide with the 4th day of Idul Adha, or Feast of Sacrifice, in which Muslims slaughter livestock and distribute the meat to the poor. The pandemic has pushed millions of people around the world closer to the brink of poverty, making it harder for many to fulfill the religious tradition of purchasing livestock. In Somalia, the price of meat has slightly increased, Abdi Shakur Dahir, a civil servant in Mogadishu, said that for the first time he won't be able to afford goats for Eid al-Adha because of the impact of the virus on work. India added another record surge in virus cases on Friday as the government decided to lift the nighttime curfew that was in force since March. As quoted by APnews.com, the 55,079 new cases in the past 24 hours took India's total to 1,638,871. The Health Ministry on Friday also reported 779 deaths in the past 24 hours, taking fatalities to 35,747. The actual numbers, like elsewhere in the world, are thought to be far higher due to a number of reasons, including limited testing. The nighttime curfew will be lifted from Saturday and yoga institute and gyms can reopen Wednesday, according to the Home Ministry. The government of India also removed interstate restrictions on movement of people or goods. The White House appears keen to endorse a temporary extension of a $600 per week supplemental unemployment benefits as the popular boost to both the economy and family budget is about to expire. As quoted by APNews.com, the idea is a prominent feature of top-level Washington talks on a major election season COVID-19 response measure. After late-night talks failed to produce a breakthrough, the two sides took their case to the media Friday morning, with White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows appearing before reporters on short notice at the exact moment House Speaker Nancy Pelosi appeared at her weekly news conference. Meadows accused Democrats of refusing to negotiate, saying President Donald Trump has instructed them to be aggressive and forward-leaning in trying to extend the supplemental jobless benefit. Hong Kong leader Carrie Lam announced on Friday that the government will postpone highly anticipated legislative election by 1 year, citing a worsening coronavirus outbreak in the semi-autonomous Chinese city. As quoted by APNews.com, the Hong Kong government is invoking an emergency ordinance in delaying the election. Lam said the government has the support of the Chinese government in making the decision to hold the election on September 5, 2021. Lam also stated at the news conference that the announcement she has to make is the most difficult decision she has had to make in the past 7 months. She wants to ensure fairness and public safety and health and need to make sure the election is held in an open, fair and impartial manner. This decision is therefore essential. Listener, that was the news. I'm Nuka Kusumawati. Thank you for listening. The 75th anniversary of Indonesian independence with the team Indonesia Onward. Happy 75th anniversary of Indonesian independence. Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with news from across the country. The first news comes from Pekanbaru, Riau. The Minister of Environment and Forestry through Riau Province Natural Resources Conservation Center agreed to work together with the Arsari Joyo Hadikusumo Foundation to build the Sumatran Tiger Conservation Center. It is located in the Giam Siak Kecil Wildlife Sanctuary, Tasik Betung Village, Sungai Mandau District, Siak Regency. The area of cooperation includes the Bukit Batu Wildlife Reserve, Temyang Village, Bukit Batu District, Bengkalis Regency. The head of Riau Conservation Center, Suharyono, in a press statement to Antara in Pekanbaru on Wednesday said that the cooperation was carried out mainly to conserve species and habitat of Sumatran tigers, especially in peat swamp ecosystem. The background of this collaboration is the intensity of the Sumatran tiger and human conflict that often occur in Riau province, the absence of rehabilitation site for Sumatran tigers in Riau province, the high threat of poaching and illegal activities, changes and degradation and habitat fragmentation that occurs. Next news comes from Gianyar, Bali. Bali Zoo, located in the Regency of Gianyar, Bali, welcomes International Tiger Day in 2020 by providing food enrichment in the form of multi-level cakes made from beef. Public Relations Head of Bali Zoo, Emma Chandra in Gianyar, said on Wednesday, the cake made from beef was given to two Sumatran tigers named Pandeka, a 6.5-year-old male tiger, and Sean, a 7.5-year-old female tiger, at the Tiger Trail Kampung Sumatra Bali Zoo. According to him, the enrichment activities are carried out to stimulate motor skills, sharpen the sense of smell and instinct of hunting tigers to keep behaving in accordance with their natural habitat. The latest news comes from Semarang, Central Java. Two Dian Nuswantoro University students in Semarang succeeded in creating Smart Boy, Vocabulary Masters, a game application to facilitate learning and to increase vocabulary in English. One of the students who created the game application, Rizal Fajar Amiardi, said on Wednesday that the tower defense genre game combined action and ability to speak English. The Informatics Engineering Program student collaborated with Ahmad Abdul Hadi from the Animation Study Program. The application that carries three-dimensional graphia has been able to win the 2020 Mobile Ki Hajar Festival event in Jakarta. This application can be downloaded for free on the page of the Development Center for Multimedia Education and Culture. Listener, that was news from across the country. I'm Nuka Kusumawati.
Voice of Indonesia.
Our regular program, Today in History, starts from an event on August 1, 1933, when Sukarno was arrested and exiled to ND. Isolation of the independence fighter, Insinyur Sukarno, began at a political meeting at Muhammad Husni Tamrid's house in Jakarta on August 1, 1933. He was arrested by a police commissioner when coming out from the house, and then he was jailed for 8 months without a legal process. On December 28, 1933, Governor General of the Dutch East Indies Government, De Jonge, issued an isolation decree of Insinyur Sukarno, who was 32 years old, to ND Flores, East Nusa Tenggara. He was exiled to ND because his political activities endangered the Dutch East Indies Government. During his exile in ND from 1934 to 1938, one of the important events was when Insinyur Sukarno was under the tree, he talked about national principles, which were formulated to be Pancasila in 1945. The next event is that in 1946, United States Atomic Energy Commission was established to supervise development of atomic bomb. United States Atomic Energy Commission is the U.S. governmental agency which was established after World War II by Congress to encourage and supervise development of peace technology and knowledge on atom. The U.S. President Harry S. Truman signed the McMahon or Atomic Energy Act on August 1, 1946. The act determined how the United States controlled, managed nuclear technology, and established the U.S. Atomic Energy Commission for this purpose. The last event is that in 1980, Vigdis Finn Bogadottir became the first woman in the world who was elected as president through general election.
Vigdís Finn Bogadóttir was elected as president of Iceland on August 1, 1980, and to be the first woman as president in Iceland, and also as the first state of country in Europe. Her leadership reached 16 years. She also became the longest head of the state in the world. Vigdís Finn Bogadóttir won the first general election by defeating three male candidates. She focused on educational and cultural programs. She served as president for the next three periods until 1996. And listener, that's today in history.
The 75th anniversary of Indonesian independence with the team Indonesia Onward. Happy 75th anniversary of Indonesian independence.
Kan berandu, oh, kan bukan kesayang.
You are still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Next segment that we'll present is My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with My Indonesia today on government launches corporate credit guarantee. After launching various facilities and financial assistance for micro, small, and medium enterprises in facing the impact of the COVID-19 pandemic, the Indonesian government began to support cooperation. It is provided in the form of corporate credit guarantees through the Indonesian Export Guarantee Agency or Indonesia Exim Bank and the Indonesian Infrastructure Guarantee Fund. The 100 trillion rupiah corporate credit guarantees was launched on Wednesday, July 29, at the Ministry of Finance in Jakarta. It was marked by the signing of a Memorandum of Understanding between the Indonesian Export Guarantee Agency and the Indonesian Infrastructure Guarantee Fund, with 15 banks receiving corporate credit guarantees, witnessed by the Coordinating Minister for Economic Affairs Erlangga Hartarto, Minister of Finance Sri Mulyani, and Chair of the Board of Commissioner of the Financial Services Authority, Wimbo Santoso. On that occasion, the Minister of Finance Sri Mulyani said the government guarantee program for working capital loans to the corporate sector became a catalyst in economic recovery from the effects of COVID-19. According to Sri Mulyani, it is impossible for the economy to rise without the revival of the corporate-private sector. Therefore, the government provides a catalyst with guarantees. Sri Mulyani said that corporate businesses could access working capital ranging from 10 billion to 1 trillion rupiah. The Corporate Working Capital Loan Guarantee Facility is aimed at corporate businesses that have export-oriented and or labor-intensive businesses with a minimum of 300 employees. Guaranteed corporate businesses are not included in the state-owned enterprises and micro, small, and medium enterprises categories, are not included in the list of legal cases and or bankruptcy claims, and have a current performing loan before the COVID-19 pandemic. Sri Mulyani explained, the government would guarantee 60% of working capital loans and the remaining 40% would be borne by banks for cooperation with non-priority sectors. For cooperation with priority sectors, 80% will be guaranteed by the government and the remaining 20% will be borne by banks. The priority sector consists of tourism, automotive, textile and textile products, footwear, electronics, processed wood, furniture, paper products, and labor-intensive business sectors affected by COVID-19. On the same occasion, the Coordinating Minister for the Economy, Erlangga Hartarto, said the corporate sector was important to restore unemployment to a healthy level because during the pandemic, many people were affected by layoffs. He hopes with this credit guarantee, Indonesia's economy in the fourth quarter can be sustained by corporate activities. That was My Indonesia. I'm Nuka Kusumawati.
ada kata tidak ku pasti bisa. Kan ku coba lagi ditemani pagi. Tak ada yang tak mungkin, ku pasti bisa. Tak ada yang tak mungkin, ku pasti bisa. Tak ada yang tak mungkin, ku pasti bisa.
Office Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world in Jakarta. Listener, now we'll present Indonesian Wonder about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, welcome back to Indonesian Wonder. Today we will take you to Maluku Province to taste ikan asar, a traditional food from Ambon, Maluku. Listener, if you visit Ambon, it's incomplete without tasting ikan asar galala, the most iconic culinary in Ambon, Maluku. It is called ikan asar galala because it has been known since ancient times that Galala village is a fish hunter. The basic ingredients of ikan asar are generally cakalang fish, yellowtail fish, or mackerel tuna fish, as long as the fish's texture is dense so that it is not brittle when smoked. Ikan asar is a smoked fish. This is smoked differently and uniquely. In general, the fish is smoked horizontally, but ikan asar is placed diagonally on the side of the embers that produce smoke to make the fish completely dry and fully cooked. The cooking process is quite simple. After cleaning the entrails, the fish is skewered with bamboo and ready to be smoked on the stove. The smoking takes about 4 until 5 hours and is done in a closed room so that the smoke soaks into the meat until it is completely cooked. Listener, ikan asar has an extraordinary taste because the smoked fish is savory and the aroma is so appetizing. Ikan asar is very appropriate to be enjoyed with warm rice and sambal colo-colo, a typical Maluku sauce made from shallots, chilies, basil, and key lime. Well, listener, that was Indonesian Wonder for today featuring ikan asar, a traditional culinary from Ambon, Maluku. We'll meet again with other interesting topics. See you!
From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program.
Thank you. I'm up for fancy. I never thought we could work it out. Looking at hindsight, now wasn't it right? But I was so wrong, your mind's so strong. It all happened like magic. I'm intoxicated and now I'm home. Ooh, baby, you're the one I really want, I really need. Cause you're an angel. So wrong, came on so strong. It all happened like magic. I'm intoxicated and now I'm home. Ooh, baby, you're the one I really want, I really need. Cause you're one day.
Let me be the one to hold your hand in the middle of the night. What? Be the one to guide you, I'ma treat you right. Your girl don't stop, you make me fly so high. And loving you is wrong, baby, I don't want your right side. Mamacita, you're my señorita. Every great king need a queen, so I need ya. No matter where you go, please take me with ya. Till the end of time, you're my only diva. One, two, three and two, the four. Do this one more time. Let's go.
Listener, here is Miscellany that inform you about interesting events that occurred in Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, welcome back to Miscellany. Today we will bring you a topic about UI students win world level energy saving ship event. Students of the Faculty of Engineering University of Indonesia or FTUI who joined the UI Hydros team won the first prize Prix Coup de Cœur as the most favorite team in the Solar and Energy Boat Challenge 2020 online edition competition. The Hydros UI team carries the catamaran ship with innovation using environmentally friendly energy sources. This world-class energy-saving ship competition is held online for 9 days, from June 30th to July 8th, 2020. The competition, which is usually held in Monaco every year, now turns into an online edition of the competition due to the COVID-19 pandemic. If the previous year's participants competed in 3 classes, 3 race categories, and 4 off-race categories, now the participants compete only in the offline category. This award is given based on the judges' evaluation of the preparation, innovation, and team spirit for 1 year in preparation for participating in the online edition of the competition held by the Yacht Club de Monaco. The Hydros UI team designed a catamaran ship, or a ship with two hulls, with a total length of 5 meters. The ship design is also equipped with a cockpit, ship propeller system or electric propulsion system with the help of 500 watt peak as additional power. With a weight of 230 kilograms, the ship also uses a 5 kilowatt hour battery as an environmentally friendly source of energy and a 2.5 square meter solar panel that can store more power and can go twice as fast. Additional innovations developed this year are updates on ship hull design, the use of full carbon fiber material in the ship's cockpit, design changes, materials and mechanisms of rudder and propeller to improve the efficiency of ship propulsion systems, and changes in engine mounting material. In addition, the ship uses LoRa systems or long range, which is the use of wireless and low-cost wireless technology that enables the transfer of information within tens of kilometers. Lastly, the ship uses a power monitoring system for real-time decision-making during a race. And listener, that was Miscellany for today. Thank you for listening.
You are still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Listener, the next segment is Music Corner about music information in Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. Welcome back to Music Corner. In today's edition, we are going to present you a keroncong song entitled Hanya Bintang. The song was composed by Darmanto, which tells about the beauty of night that is colored by the sparkling stars. The glittering starlight is able to comfort a doubting heart. When the night is lonely and memories from the past are coming back, the sparkling of the star can drive away sadness. That is a glimpse of this song. The music that accompanies this song is able to provide peace for those who listen to it. The song, which is sung by Rafika Duri, is in the keroncong album entitled Lamunan Kalbu. Well, listener, here is Rafika Duri with the keroncong song entitled Hanya Bintang.
Thank you.
Voice of Indonesia. Voice of Indonesia.
Sekian lama dalam cinta-cinta. rasa saling itu seia sekata. Selayaknya kau coba menyibakkan tirai kasih kita begitu jauh.
Sign off now. Stay tuned with us in Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Don't forget to check out our other social media accounts such as Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, Twitter at VOI Indonesia, and Instagram, voice.of.indonesia. Or you can also send your email to voi@voinews.id. I'm Putri Safira Dalla. See you on the next English program.